John Holmes, I was going to say of Radio X, soon to be of Radio X, soon to be of Talk Radio. Explain.
Yeah, well, yes, it's complicated, isn't it? Yes, so Radio X is where I do Weekend Breakfast, and my final two shows are next weekend, and then on the very next day I cross over the Thames and go and start work at Talk Radio, doing weekday afternoons 1 till 4.
Is that an exciting thing? I mean, it's been done before, Talk Radio, same name, and it kind of fizzled out, became Talk Sport. Do you think it'll work this time?
Yes, because I'm on it, so that's going to work, isn't it? What, I mean, it's not like every other station I've ever worked for has closed down. Oh, no, wait, they all have, apart from Six Music, which almost did. Do you know what? Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. It's that thing of going, yeah, I like a challenge, and to be honest, XFM Breakfast was challenging in terms of just the amount of, you know, S&P and everything you have to keep thinking about. Doing weekends has been great, but and while I love doing the show, it's not pushing me in any way at all, whereas, an opportunity came along and various conversations were had. I don't like to give myself a quiet life. I like to make things really difficult for myself, so that's what I'm doing.
It's pressure on, really, because it's a hell of a lineup we've started with. A lot of money's gone into it, and it's on a platform that is not traditionally associated with Talk Radio. It's like your Medium Wave, your Five Lives and that. So it's a big step, isn't it?
It is, and as a result of that, of course, it's going to be the first Talk Radio station ever that you can hear properly. So that's an advantage.
As long as you're not going through a tunnel.
As long as you're not going through a tunnel or in most of the UK.
Now, plenty of breakfast show hosts here, big names like Cal and Jackie O, Elvis Duran. I just want to ask you about a few of the qualities of a breakfast show host. Rate them for me, tell me how they important they are, because you've been there and done it, okay? So first one is obsession to the job.
You've got to be keen, because what the hell else would you be getting up at cock o'clock in the morning for? Radio people love radio, don't they? That's the point. It's not like getting up to do a job. It's getting up to, you know, dick about. So I think it's if you're lucky enough to be able to make a living out of what is essentially something you just enjoy doing, then there's no problem getting up to do it. You know, it's fine. So yeah, you've got to be obsessive. Yeah.
What about the level of obsession about dicking about? Is it having a meal with your wife and you're suddenly writing something down in your phone or saying that's an idea, etc.? Is it that level?
Absolutely, yeah. You're never off duty. All the time you are constantly coming up with stuff. It's tricky in the shower. You have a lot of ideas in the shower, most of which aren't broadcastable. But when they are, then you have to, you go, well, and my memory's just crap. So you go, well, right, I can't write up my phone. I'm in a shower. So what do you? So I genuinely end up scrawling notes in the steam on the mirror in order to remember what it is when I got out of the shower.
Like the scrawlings of a madman.
That's right. So basically the mirror in the bathroom is just a mess, and that's probably a bit obsessive.
What about the ability to take criticism?
I'm just fine. Bring it. In fact, yeah, embrace it, I say. We do a feature on the show, which will be happening on Talk as well, where, and bear with me because it's quite complicated to explain. So there's an assistant producer called Cornelius, for which Con is short, right? What I do is I take all of the haters' texts and tweets that we get and the trolls and all that, and I give them to Cornelius, Con, put him in a lift in the building as it travels downwards through the building, on a radio mic, he has to read out all the haters' texts and tweets in a feature we call condescending. That's the level I'm talking about.
What about off your boss's criticism?
Boss's criticism? They never criticise me. They're just glad I'm there.
What about the ability we mentioned? Take criticism, just to ignore it.
I would never ignore criticism. Take it on board, retweet it. That's the rules of criticism.
What about the ability to work under pressure? How important?
Very important, because I thrive best under pressure. This week, I had about four different things to get written to do, including the thing we've just done here. No time to do it, but that sort of focuses you really quite well, I find. So, pressure is a good thing.
I hear about DJs with massive egos stomping around buildings.
Can't imagine who you're talking about.
I'm not going to mention any names whatsoever because we haven't got time, basically. But the ability to work with people, especially now when it's so multifaceted, a show, and you have to rely on other people to do stuff, how important is that? Or can you be a diva?
You shouldn't be a diva. What I don't see any... I mean, and believe me, I've met some, but I don't see what possible reason you could have for wanting to do that to people, because why aren't you just being nice? But there are people that aren't. And I've sat there and watched them, you know, shout at assistant producers and interns and all the rest of it, and indeed colleagues that are, you know, on an equal footing, and you just think, you unpleasant git. No names.
No, I'll edit them out. Final question. Obviously, you're moving to talk radio, moving away from music radio with the way the audio's going in terms of, you know, everyone talks about the Serial podcast. Everyone talks about it's got to be what's in between the records that's important. Do you think more and more music radio as a medium is going to die away and it's going to be the talk radio that takes over?
I don't think it will die away at all. I think there's room for both of it. I mean, I've always said, in all the times I've been going to radio conferences since I was a boy, that content is king. I've always said it, and I note that that's now a sort of a wind blowing through radio, because it used to be, shut up, talk for 30 seconds, get the next tune on. But even at places that ordinarily didn't embrace that, certainly with the coming of Radio X, they are now. And I think that's incredibly important. And so to go somewhere actually like talk is brilliant, because that is now a blank canvas upon which to paint whatever the hell I like, without this pesky records getting in the way. But content is king. Content, especially, you know, streaming music now, you can get your music wherever you want it. And that's why people create their own playlists. And, you know, I see a future where people will create their own playlists and then slot their own content in as well as that becomes available, and always create their own radio stations.
I think you're right, because the conference in Dublin a couple of years ago mentioned, I think, the word content about 5,000 times. Last year in Milan, it was 7,500 times. I think today and tomorrow it's going to go over 10,000 times, the word content. That is all everybody says.
Yeah, content is king.
Good luck with the new show. And good luck. Hopefully it won't close down, Talk Radio. And thank you very much for speaking to us.
You're welcome. Thank you.